The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, this is Jeremy Colley.
I'm Jack Doherty.
I'm Jake Runyon.
And by our powers combined, we are the Canned Air Podcast. But right now, you're listening to the PVD Cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a new installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 184. And man, oh man, do I have a wild ride for you on this episode. I'm sitting down with Mark Rehill and Tina Fine, the two people responsible for a great comic book called Off-Girl. And Off-Girl is a tale about an unlikely superhero by the name of Julia, who has a very unique power. And she's trying to figure out how to best use her power and trying to find some answers to some of the questions she has as to why she has been selected to be this superhero. And I'll just leave it at that. I'll let Tina and Mark explain a little more in our conversation. I gotta be honest, it's a very fun read. And I think Mark says it best in the conversation when he says it's got a little bit of everything. It's got some dark mystical stuff. It's got some science fiction. It's got action. It's got mayhem. It's got chaos. It's got everything that you want in one epically wild tale. So can't wait to get into the conversation with Tina and Mark talking about Off-Girl. We jumped on Uber conference and got together. Mark is over in Northern Ireland. Tina is in New York City, and as I mentioned on the last episode of this podcast, now that I have Uber conference, and it works so well, and it's so easy to use, it was a breeze to do this episode of the PVD Cast. And I know I'm not trying to be like a walking advertisement for Uber conference, but I'm really impressed with the system. And again, podcasters out there, I highly recommend it. uberconference.com to get all the details. Again, they're not a sponsor, and they're and again, I'm not doing a commercial for them, but just want to throw it out there because I'm very happy that I got something that finally works. So, hey, let me just throw this out there real quick. Last weekend, I went to the theater to see the WWE film Fighting With My Family. Of course, it's kind of the tale of Paige and her brother Zach and their hopes to get to the WWE. And, you know, a lot of people have given it good reviews. And I got to say that I enjoyed it. It was entertaining. I think that I know quite a bit about the backstory. So maybe I wouldn't enjoy it as much as if it was, you know, another film where I knew very little about or whatnot. But it's definitely worth checking out. If you're a wrestling fan like I am, I think you really, really will enjoy it. It's very well done. Definitely check it out if you get the chance. Hey, speaking of something else you should check out, and I feel like I would be doing a disservice if I didn't mention it, Inferno City Firehouse. It's the Kickstarter for Brian Lau. He was on the last episode of this podcast talking about it. And, you know, I donated. I gave what I could to the campaign. And, I mean, Brian had a great first 4 days. Like, if I remember correctly, the last time I looked, he was at like 51% funded. So, you know what, folks? Let's get it fully funded. Hell, let's not stop there. Let's go over the top, man. That's right. This project is so good and it's so important, you know, because it's about the true heroes in the world. The brave men and women who fight fires, who save those that are in peril. So let's do the right thing. If you got a couple bucks, give it to Brian. You know he's a good dude. He's always on this podcast. Well, not always, but you get what I mean. He's on frequently. He's a friend of the podcast. So plunk down some cash if you can over there at the Kickstarter for Inferno City Firehouse. All right, I'd like to talk real quick that if you happen to be in Central Ohio and you happen to not have anything going on this weekend, you should come on out to the Arnold. That's right, the Arnold Fitness and Sports Expo is happening this weekend. And of course, yours truly is going to be there as part of NOW. That's right, New Ohio Wrestling's back in action. Anarchy at the Arnold. We did it last year. We're doing it this year. It's going to be a great time over at the Bricker Building. And the Bricker Building is basically where all the kids' activities are. So kids and family-friendly activity is going to be there. The big tournament's going to be going on. It's a round-robin tournament. There is a ton of matches. There are going to be tons of stars there. And you should come on out, check it out. Stop by and say hello. I mean, you know, provided that we're not doing some TV taping right there. But stop by and say hello. We're going to be out there both Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be a fantasy camp, actually, that starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday and goes to 11 a.m. And then the action kicks off from 11 till 6 p.m. And then, if I remember correctly, 10 a.m. is when things kick off on Sunday at the Bricker Building. And you'll catch all the great action up until 3 o'clock. And then from 3 to 5 is, of course, the fantasy camp part 2. So if you've ever wondered what it's like to get in the ring, take part in a fantasy camp, man. James Avery is going to be running things, and he's certainly a steady hand and a veteran of the squared circle, so you can't go wrong there. So stop on out at the Bricker Building, part of the Arnold Sports and Fitness Classic. Say hello to yours truly or whomever. And I say whomever because you don't know who you might run into. I mean, Arnold has frequently been bebopping around there last year, so you never know. You may run into Arnold, or you may run into me, or you may run into my broadcast partner, Hot Commodity Matt Mason, or one of the great wrestlers that are going to be competing in that big, giant round-robin tournament. All right, before we get into the conversation that I had with Tina and Mark, let me just let you know that this episode is brought to you by World's Greatest Comics. Located at 5992 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio, they are your hookup for all things comic books. That's right. They have comics from every single era, whether we're talking about gold, silver, bronze, or modern. They also have graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, various collectibles. Stop on over to the store. And once again, it's at 5992 Westerville Road. Say hello to Jeff or the great guys over there that are working hard to bring you the comics that you need every single week. You can check them out online, wgcomics.com, or you can also find them on Facebook, facebook.com/wgcomics. And definitely stop by, if you stop by, let them know that you heard about WG Comics, World's Greatest Comics, that is, right here on the PVD cast. So with that, ladies and gents, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'm back with Tina and Mark, the creators of Off Girl. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting down here this afternoon with the creators of Off Girl. Tina Fine, welcome to the PVD cast.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. And from Ireland, Mark Rehill. Mark, how are you?
Not too bad. How's it going?
It's going well. It's going well. How is life in Ireland today?
Cold.
What part of Ireland are you in?
Cold and wet.
Could I ask what part of Ireland are you in?
Northern Ireland, just outside Belfast.
Okay. I hate, and I don't want to get political, but how are things with, I understand Brexit is coming up pretty soon. Is life a little bit tense right now?
Yeah, nobody wants to talk about Brexit.
Well, we don't have to, Mark. That's fine. We'll just pass.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Because I don't know that much. We'll just pass on over that, because what I want to talk about is the book that you two have created that is really fantastic, and it's a super fun read. Tina, would you like to maybe just give the listeners a brief summary of the book, Off Girl?
Absolutely. Off Girl is a new superhero story. A young girl in New York has a problem. She thinks that her orgasms are killer. And one day her medicine doesn't work and she has an orgasm and something very strange flies out of her. It happens to be a demon that you find out later on, and it kills a bunch of guys. But one survives, and that sets her on the journey to find the one man who could possibly help her find a cure.
So why use the orgasm as a vehicle to Julia's superpower. Julia, of course, is the main character. I'm sorry, but why go that route, could I ask?
Well, it started with a short that I was planning to write. It was a very dark story. Actually flipped the protagonist to be a guy who was thinking that his fantasy world was reaching the real world, and that when he fantasized about a woman, it has the power to kill her, because there were a couple of, you know, very unusual events that just sort of brought that to his mind. And that was where that the seed of Off Girl came. And I sort of, it was too dark to do a film with, and it sort of transformed to be a funny but sort of interesting story for a female to have. That was the theme of that. And there hadn't been a superhero trigger like that in any of the comics that I found.
Okay. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit, because Tina, I do want to touch on that you do have a background in film, and we'll definitely talk about that here a little bit later on. So Mark, did you find it a little bit challenging to bring this somewhat controversial, I guess we could say, idea of sexuality and whatnot, hard way to kind of do it tastefully, but yet still hit the key notes that you wanted to?
Yeah, I mean, that is the most difficult and challenging thing about this project, because really the subject matter and everything, it is treading a fine line between tasteful and kind of just flat out pornography. So it is kind of like treading that line and, you know, making it look good and making it, you know, interesting and aesthetically pleasing, but, you know, not going to the dark side. So some of the content Tina gives me to draw is a bit risque, obviously, but it is making it look tasteful at the same time.
Yeah, I find if we add some humor to the storyline, and of course her not wanting to hurt anybody, you know, she's a very reluctant superhero. And of course she has no control over it. It's not her that's doing it. It's a demon inside of her. She's been cursed. So this reluctance and the humor sort of bring it to a more, I guess it's just acceptable level for people. And Mark draws everything just so well. It's just such a great, it's a great style for the topic, I think.
And Mark, can you maybe describe your style for the listeners at home?
I think it's kind of, I mean, if I were to describe it in one sentence, I would say like it's controlled chaos. I mean, it is supposed to look a bit, you know, bonkers and over the place, but at the same time, everything's very calculated. It's graphic illustration, and it's made to look kind of like traditional pen and ink with color wash, but it's all digital.
Well, how did you two actually find each other, real quick? Let's go back to the beginnings, so to speak, because obviously, Mark, you being overseas, and Tina, you are based in New York City. Yeah. How did you two find each other?
So I found Mark. I had written the first issue of Off Girl and needed to find an artist. And I had contacted a couple of people, but one person's style was just way too juvenile. And another person was almost there, but then he had a real job and couldn't take a lot of time off. So I went to DeviantArt, the website, and I just started scouring all the illustrators there. And one of Mark's illustrations just popped at me. I said, "Oh my God, this is the perfect look for Off Girl." And I sent him an email, and he, you know, and things just aligned. I mean, Mark was excited to work on the project. He got the concept. He wasn't afraid of it. You know, you have to really make sure that everybody's, you know, excited about this as well. And it's not just you can't just do this kind of drawing and not be liking a little bit the story. And he agreed. So that's how I found Mark.
Mark, what was your first impression when you got the email from Tina with the project? can I just put you on the spot there real quick?
Yeah.
He better want it.
I thought it was spam. I was instantly drawn in and just thought the characters and the story, and it was so unique. And just straight away, like just reading the script, I was already visualizing how I would do this. And, you know, I really wanted to get on board. I get offered quite a lot of scripts and things, but just to be honest, like they're, you know, maybe the writer, the story isn't in my area of interest, or, you know, there's just different factors, but this just everything just worked. I was like, this is perfect. This is what I want to draw. And spoke to Tina and Skype and stuff, and we just really bonded and it just seemed like a good relationship.
Excellent. Well, let's talk again, getting back more to the heart of the book here. You know, one of the things Tina, I thought was interesting with the book is Julia's superpowers are linked into kind of this biblical alien kind of background, if you want to call it that.
Right.
So why did you decide to go this route?
So that was, I didn't exactly know what kind of, I knew some kind of demon had to emerge from her when she had her orgasm. I didn't exactly know how to describe or what kind of a demon it should be. And so I was doing some reading about demons and I came across Lilith, who is a character from the Bible, supposedly Adam's first wife. And I was reading some, you know, just sort of articles about it. And there's just this really funny notion that Lilith was Adam's first wife, but he wanted her to be subservient to him in the bedroom, and she didn't want that. And so she just basically left. And then God basically punished her for leaving Eden. And that's where the idea came from, bringing in actually some other biblical characters into the story. And it just been adding them in bit by bit. Aliens as biblical characters was, it's not exactly new, but I'm not sure if there are any in comics at all.
You know what? I don't think there is, to be honest with you. I mean, there might be, I'm trying to think, but right off the top of my head, I can't think of any.
Yeah, so it's a little scandalous, I guess, to some people to do that, because I'm basically giving them voices and having them say things that, you know, it's pure fiction on my part, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the Lilith demon seemed the perfect vehicle for Julia's demon.
Well, I'm going to ask about another character here that's kind of, I don't want to spoil it, but it's kind of a little bit of also a protagonist, and that is the character named Stiletto. And what was some of the inspiration for that particular character? Because he's wild, man. He's kind of, reminds me of American Psycho a little bit.
Exactly. He's very, very evil. And I get really, the women, I'd say the women on the treadmill wearing stilettos is just the way I feel when I'm walking around in high heel shoes. Like someone is killing me right now. So just taking that perspective and saying, well, you know, then I just sort of like use them as a weapon for him. And then his backstory is just, it's related to that, you know. This woman wanted him to break her son to break in her shoes. She was just not a nice mom, actually. It just came to me, I think, probably because of my own personal experience wearing high heel shoes.
Right, he's one of my favorite characters in the book. I just love drawing him as well.
Okay, so you have as much fun with the Mark as Tina did, mate.
Yeah, I love Stiletto. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be around. He's going to be around.
Okay. Yeah, how's the reaction to the book been? Because I know that you have won some awards, some very prestigious awards. The best Irish comic creator published outside of Ireland. Off-Girl won that award. Mark, you won some awards for best Irish writer published outside of Ireland, newcomer and breakthrough awards. So the overall reaction, I presume, has been fantastic, but is there anything that maybe you could comment on how that makes you feel or whatnot?
I think it's absolutely great. You know, it's wonderful. It gives you encouragement to keep going. I mean, some people are a little taken aback by, you know, female orgasm and the infliction of, you know, pain and death. The mixing of pleasure and pain is sort of very, it's confusing, and I agree with that. So I guess the issue for us was how do we market this? Is it teen? Is it teen plus? Is it, you know, we want to make sure that we don't want to get into anybody's hands that would be, it's not appropriate. That's the biggest thing that I think I've had to deal with that.
And we don't really indulge in it either. Like it certainly is sexual and it certainly is violent, but they're not over, you know, We don't indulge in that, really. You just kind of pass it by. Like, I mean, there are certainly like DC's Black Label or something like that. You know, it goes down the darker route, you know, more gory and stuff. And we kind of, the story needs it. You have to show it, but it's all done very tastefully, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the story is bringing in mostly about her backstory, how she has this demon wanting to get rid of the demon, wanting to be normal. It's not only just lots and lots of death and, you know, and Julia using her power and mm-hmm. summoning the demon. So there's other, you know, we have a lot of, I think people were really responding well to some of the sci-fi stuff that's in there, the drones and there's a cryptocurrency, you know, story in there too, financial market stuff. So it's people are responding well to that as well.
Go ahead, Mark. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, it's, you know, Oscar really has everything. Like, it's got, you know, demons and aliens and orgasms and drones and robots. And, you know, it's just, it's got a bit of everything. It's class.
Well, if I may, have you faced any criticisms? Because, we live in a society, and I don't want to get on a soapbox, that seems that we're all a little maybe oversensitive, or there's a lot of people that are very oversensitive of things. So have you two faced any type of criticism about the book for, you know, the subject matter or whatnot?
I don't think I've gotten any criticism for the subject matter. The only thing that really, one person just wanted to know why I brought the story along so fast. And I just sort of felt that I needed to do that. But that's really the only criticism that I've gotten. Maybe, I don't know. Mark, have you gotten any?
I haven't got any, but I think people know better than to offend the artist. So I think we're okay.
No, there's nothing wrong with the art. There's just not, it's brilliant. So yeah, it's just the story that they're going to slam. But I mean, Comic-Con was fine. People were really, people, if they didn't like the story, would just sort of give you like a strange look and walk away after I pitched it. But a lot of people had some really fun and good reactions to the story.
Excellent. What's on tap for future issues? Can you reveal a little bit without giving too much away? Because I know off air you just mentioned you were kind of organizing issue 8, correct?
Correct. Yes, it's called War. So there's going to be, I mean, after the first story arc, issues 1 through 4, when Julia decides to be a superhero, there's a takeover of the financial world by a very evil president of the United States. Imagine that. And we're going to see how that all gets resolved by the end of issue 8. Yeah.
Okay. And Tina, you've also mentioned that you have a desire to take Off-Girl in another direction, that you would like to see an animated or maybe even a live action feature of your creation.
A feature would be great, but I also think of a limited series for like the first story arc, about, you know, eight or nine episodes would be great. I'd love to see a live action. I don't know enough about animation to say how to really know how this would translate into that. But yeah, I would love to have something like that on cable or in the film, and movies would be also fantastic.
Well, Mark, can I ask a little bit about your influences in art? Who were the artists that influenced you, in your career?
I would say probably one of the main ones would be Mark Bagley, or like J. Scott Campbell, kind of grew up with those guys, and, you know, more recently like Jock and things. But then I always look back as well, like Steve Ditko and Jack Kirby, but generally, for the most part, it's like American artists.
Well, you, Mark, are a big comic book fan. I know that we talked off air about that. And Tina, you are not, though, correct?
I'm really very new to comics. I did read Archie when I was younger, and have seen the superhero movies that have been, you know, on the big screen. But when I, you know, the idea of Off-Girl really lent itself to being written out as a comic. It wasn't really people who I would say, oh, I have a superhero feature, which I did write Off-Girl as a feature first. They said, well, is this a comic originally? And I said, no. And so then I said, well, I really need to write this as a comic. So then I went and learned how to write, took a class in the you know, the craft and started mm-hmm. doing it. That's how I got there.
So Mark, who are some of your favorite comic books to read?
Growing up, I grew up reading Spider-Man, but I mean, I love Batman as well. I know it's very mainstream, but also coming from the UK, very heavily influenced by 2000 AD. So read a lot of Dredd and Rogue Trooper and things like that.
Oh, excellent. So Mark, if I may, I don't know, because being American, I just assumed that, you know, growing up in Northern Ireland, that, you know, you probably had an influx of all those fantastic and very creative folks, especially in the early 90s, like Gaiman and Ennis and Alan Moore and all those guys. But you still kind of gravitated towards the American creators?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I love all those guys, and, like, you know, Steve Dillon in particular, like Preacher's, like, well, it's one of my favorite books of all time, but it's one of the best books of all time. And I think, I don't know, it's strange, like, having those guys kind of on top, like, they're just here, they're local artists. Mm-hmm. You know, I love all their stuff, and it's amazing, but I was always looking across the water, like, you know, way before the internet, you know, and it was just kind of like, you know, what's over there, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was always pulled towards the American artists. And even growing up, I was always reading the old Kirby stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I was keeping an eye on what was happening locally and also what was happening over in the States.
And you also got an opportunity to be one of 50 artists for the Star Trek 50th anniversary celebration. So, Mark, I assume you're a huge Star Trek fan?
Yeah, massive. I love Star Trek.
Yeah, me too.
Dream come true.
So, Kirk Picard.
Kirk all the way.
What have you, if I may ask real quick, have you saw the J.J. Abrams movies, the reboots, the three?
Sure.
Yes.
How do you two feel about those movies?
I think Chris Pine is great.
Chris Pine is great. And Cumberbatch was a great villain as well.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. I'm not a huge Star Trek fan, but I have a lot of respect for the franchise. I enjoyed the very first one. I thought was great. The first reboot. I think the second one was kind of eh. Mm-hmm. And the third one was okay too, but that first one I thought was a really solid way to reboot the franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Beastie Boys soundtrack.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. All right. Well, real quickly, Tina, let's talk a little bit about your film background.
Okay.
You have a production company called Truffle Films.
Yes, I started with Truffle Films. And then when I produced my first short, you know, I created a Project Climax LLC, which actually is what I'm using to publish Off Girl. And so I produced, I wrote and produced a short called Sandcastle, which is a very bittersweet story about a young girl at the beach who's trying to build a sandcastle to relive the life, the memory of her dad, who she used to build sandcastles with when she was, you know, in earlier days before he passed away. So it's just a very sweet story, bittersweet story about what happens when you lose someone very unexpectedly and how you get past it and who you help get through it.
And it's played in several film festivals, you know, when it was released there.
We had an international premiere at TIFF, which is Toronto International Film Festival, and we were at six other festivals. So we did really well. I did not direct. I had a great director and a great cinematographer. And we had quite a crew out at the beach for a couple of days. It was a great experience. That's why I'd love to be able to get back on a set and film Off Girl. That would be so fun.
Have you always been interested in film, Tina? Like even as a young kid?
Yeah, I've always loved movies. I always watch movies as often as I can. I'm actually an economist by training. And in between jobs was when I actually wrote my first screenplay many, many years ago. And then I decided, well, I'm just going to go for it. And so that's when I decided to write a short and see if I, you know, get something up on the screen to show it. I've always been interested in film. Loved it.
And you're currently working on several scripts as well, correct?
Can you
tell us a little bit about those?
I'm working on a script called Take Me Hostage, about a young girl who forces herself on a guy who's fleeing the country. And she's trying to escape her own problems. That's sort of like an indie, you know, drama. And I'm working on a little bit of a sci-fi film called Tethers. It's a strange story about what a mad scientist does in the surrogacy world. I won't give much more away than that. And also a romantic comedy called The Love Act, which I think you could sort of figure out that's going to be kind of fun.
Gotcha. I'll kind of put you on the spot like I did with Mark. Who might be one of your biggest influences when you sit down to write either Off Girl or one of your film projects?
Oh, well, I can't really say that I've studied that much in terms of script, but when I think about when I start to write, I sort of visualize other movies that I've liked. And I sort of want to, like The Graduate had amazing tone for me. I loved the pace of the movie. I loved everything about that movie. It's sort of, you know, that's the way I sort of do it. And I also, I've been in a writing workshop for 12 years now, and everybody just tears my stuff apart. And that's the way I've been learning how to write, by all these other writers telling me what to do, what not to do. So.
Gotcha. Mark, I know you've worked for loads of companies as well as working in the comic book industry. I mean, your portfolio on your website has a work from the BBC and Jameson and Bacardi and whatnot. But I would like to thank you for cluing me in to something I knew nothing about, and I ended up checking it out. You are the artist for the Dead Rabbit Grocery and Grog in New York City. Can you tell the folks what that is?
It's the world's best bar, not just my opinion. And it's like an award-winning cocktail bar down in the financial district. And their whole theme is all based on the Dead Rabbit Gang. So their current menus actually take the form of a comic book with a new issue coming out every 6 months. So it just finished its like 3-year run. So there's 6 comic books that are all put into a book now that the story, the narrative runs along, but along with each story, there are drinks that go inside of that. So it's a very immersive experience when you go into, in for a cocktail. You can kind of read this comic book and the story, but also like have a drink along the way.
And it looks like a really cool place. I checked out their website, and I was telling Tina off air, I haven't been to New York City in 6 or 7 years. So I'm definitely, thank you, Mark, for introducing me to that. I'm going to check it out next time I'm in New York City. You better believe it.
You won't thank me for the hangover?
Yeah. You get an angry email from me, it'll be because of hangover, so. Tina, you were going to say something about it?
No, it's a great bar. It really is. It's a very cool place. It really is. You should definitely go.
There you go. If I'm going to close up with this question for both of you, what advice would you have for aspiring writers or aspiring artists?
Oh, that's a tough question. Mark, go first.
For me, if I was going to give any advice to any budding artists, it would be draw, just draw all the time. And you have to practice and you have to draw. You can't just sit there and wait for work to fall in your lap. You know what I mean? You have to be practicing and drawing. And if there's something in particular that you're not very good at drawing, like hands or vehicles or something, then practice those. Then, you know, take that to the side and practice what your weaknesses are and make them your strength. So I would just say practice.
I would sort of say the same thing with writing. Just keep writing, but I don't know same in drawing, but don't be afraid to, you know, totally delete pages and rewrite them over again. You just have to keep editing. And that's the process. And also take advice from people if you're in a writing workshop, which has been the best thing for me, and listen to what they have to say. And just so you know, you take bits in here and bits there, but don't be afraid to change things to make them better.
Well, there you go, ladies and gents. Let's talk a little bit about where folks can get their hands on Off Girl. I'll let you guys go ahead and tell us where we can get our hands on it.
Okay, so if you go to offgirl.com, you can download it, or you can you can actually order it, and it will be shipped out to you by mail. So just offgirl.com is where you get it. In New York, we haven't gotten into any bookstores yet, but Mark could say where. In there's definitely a bunch of great stores in Ireland that has the book.
Yeah, it's in most comic book stores in Ireland and like Forbidden Planet and a few others. It's widely available, but again, yeah, offgirl.com is the best place to go and look and see where's the best and closest place to get it, you know?
Okay. When is issues 7 and 8 coming out? Can I put you on the spot on that? Are we anyways close to a deadline for those yet?
I think Mark knows when 7 will be ready in a little bit. 8 is, like I said, I'm actually working on that now. So, but okay. The second trade will be ready for New York Comic Con in October. And issue 8 will obviously be ready by then too, because that's going to be the fourth part of the second trade. Yeah.
So the best place to keep up to date with all things Off Girl is, of course, offgirl.com, or you are on Twitter, correct?
Yes. Yeah. At Off Girl Hero. I try to, you know, Twitter everything, you know, once in a while. And we're just doing a little bit more on Instagram these days too.
Well, there you go. There you go. Anything else you folks would like to tell the listeners real quick?
Well, if they download an issue or two and they really like it, and if they, you know, I'd be happy, they can go online and we could send it, but go into a local bookstore and ask them to, you know, stock the book. That would be awesome.
There you go. Mark, yeah. Do you have anything?
Read Off Girl, read Off Girl, read Off Girl.
and tell your friends. and tell Amazon Studio and Netflix too.
There you go. I like it. Pitch it to everyone you know,
Everyone you know.
I like that. That's sound advice, guys. Sound advice. Well, with that, I want to thank both of you for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Well, no worries. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
And with that, I'm going to throw it to quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, my conversation with Tina Fine and Mark Rehill, the creators of Off Girl. So if you like what you heard in our conversation, go over to offgirl.com, get your hands on a couple of issues or the first trade, and enjoy the wild and crazy antics of Off Girl. And before we close up shop here, let me thank a couple of the sponsors for this episode of the PVD Cast. And the first one I'd like to thank is, of course, World's Greatest Comics. They're the one-stop shop for all of your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, graphic novels, toys, Funko Pops, and even collectibles. And if you want to make sure you don't miss a single issue of your favorite comic, sign up for their pull system. That's right, every Wednesday they'll pull the comics that you need and hold them for you. And guess what? You even get 20% off pre-ordered comics. What a deal, folks. That's amazing. Check them out online at wgcomics.com or find them on Facebook, facebook.com/wgcomics. Or personally, I think you should just stop on by the store. 5992 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio is where they are. And if you do so, please let them know that John Orlando sent you. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't thank our other great sponsor, Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. They have over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of the PVDcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the chance to check out their great service. So if you want to score that free audiobook today, all you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Let me tell you where you can get in touch with me if you'd like to comment about this episode or any episode, that is. You can find me online on Twitter at PVDMVP. You can shoot me an email if you want, johnorlando@PVDcast.com. You can find me on the Facebook page of this beloved podcast, that of course being facebook.com/PVDcast. And you can find this podcast pretty much anywhere you find podcasts, but specifically, probably the first place to start would be PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly, but it's also distributed through iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, the Libsyn Podcast Player, Pod Paradise, the Echo Network, SoundCloud. Basically, as I said before, wherever you find podcasts, you'll find the PVD Cast. All you got to do is search PVD Cast. Sometimes you have to put my name in there too, PVD Cast John Orlando. And there you go. You can enjoy all the great future episodes of this podcast. And I know what you're thinking. I already know, John. Well, I want to run that down so that you can tell someone you know that they ought to listen to the PVD Cast. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you for listening. I will chat at each and every one of you later. And as always, stay righteous and stay independent.